Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today, we're catching up with Kurt Blades of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Kurt, appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks for having me on. Look forward to talking.
Well, let's dive in, Kurt. Let's talk about the March farm tractor sales report release you guys put out. And you guys do this every month, looking at the U.S. and Canada and showing broad growth with the March report. Why don't we just dive in? Can you give us some of the highlights from the March report?
Absolutely. Well, as you said, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers every month produces the Tractor and Combine Report for North America. So we do a U.S. and Canada, and we break that out by class. We also include combines. And for the last year, frankly, has been, you know, starting with April of last year, it's been a pretty solid story across the board. But the March numbers really show some nice growth. And I think why it's significant to talk about the March numbers is you think back a year ago, we were in a completely different spot. That was when the world kind of shut down. So to see the month over month growth is obviously something, but what's probably more impressive is the year to date growth that we've seen kind of across the board. So I'll just dive into those just a little bit, if you don't mind. You know, for example, small horsepower tractors, under 40 horsepower tractors, have been a solid story for the last 12 months. To date right now, we're 64% above where we were this time last year with small tractors, under 40 horsepower tractors. To put that in perspective, that's about 20,000 more units have been sold in 21 than there were in 22 in that under 40 horsepower class. That's amazing. Now, as you know, you've got a lot of farmers that are listening to this, but you probably have a lot of folks that are not farmers. Those small horsepower tractors go to a lot of acreages. Those go to a lot of different folks. So, you know, that's part of the ag story, but really that's a bigger story. But what we want to talk about, what's really interesting, is that we've seen some really nice growth across all segments. So we look at the 40 to 100 horsepower tractors. We've seen about a 30% growth year to date. And in 100 plus horsepower tractors, so those row crop tractors, we've seen about an 18% growth year to date. That's culminating to about a 50% unit growth in all two-wheel drive classes just so far this year. Those are numbers we're all pretty happy about. A lot of factors that drive into that, but you know, we're pretty happy with the growth that we've seen so far.
Now, looking at that growth, especially here in the U.S., what do we attest that growth to? Is it maybe some of the stimulus money that's coming into to farms and ranches out there, or what are you thinking is driving some of this growth, Kurt?
Well, what's driving the big percentage, as I mentioned, is that under 40 horsepower tractors. What's driving that more than anything else is, you know, there's some stimulus money that's going to non-farmers. That's kind of a consumer audience. And you can also look at other areas of the economy that have done particularly well. Luxury cars have gone particularly well. Anything that has to do with improving your home, home values, those types of things have done particularly well. So small tractors kind of fall into that same category of people that maybe have a little bit of disposable income. That may have not taken that trip to Europe and instead are buying a small tractor to work on their acreage. So that's driving those numbers. But the overall numbers, the ag numbers, I mean, we've enjoyed some really nice commodity prices over the last few months. We've got some, I mean, there's always going to be uncertainty about trade, but there is at least, you know, we've seen some record trade numbers and some really solid trade numbers over the last few months, and even pointing to some of those markets that are looking pretty nice. We see a lot of conversations around biofuels, and we know the biofuels drive a whole lot of the commodity prices. So there is a little more optimism in farm country than there was a year ago right now, because some of those uncertainties that always plague the farm market seem to be having at least a little bit of some of that dark cloud is getting a little bit more clear. So that's driving the farmers to feel a little bit good about their operations and maybe taking a look at their capital investments and making an investment of some new equipment over the next couple of years.
And that's a great point that you make. We definitely have seen commodity prices rise and giving us a lot of room for increased profits here, which is something that farmers haven't seen in a few years now. So it's definitely a nice thing to see. Well, Kurt, I know that the association shared a survey earlier this year, and it seems there's a lot of optimism out there in farm country. When we're looking ahead here, here through 2021. What are some of the things that AEM is seeing that we can look at as we go through the next couple of months that we think might be on the horizon when it comes to sales?
Well, the thing that that I get most excited about when I talk to my members, and when, you know, hopefully when I'm able to see them in person at trade shows and see some of the new technology, is just that. The new technology that's coming out there, you know, certainly on the harvesting front, but on the planting front, and even on the row crop tractor front, there are some pretty amazing bits of technology that are really entering into the market that truly will make a difference in a farming operation, whether that is allowing them to drive a little bit longer because of, you know, reduced fatigue and auto steer, or whether it's because the, you know, the combine, you know, adjusts on the fly and allows them to go a little bit faster through the field without any harvest loss. Those are great things. So I love that. That gives me a whole lot of optimism when it comes to the sales, because I think the technology is a pretty fun way to see new sales. Obviously, we love it when the farm economy is great and there's replacement that you know, a farmer wants to replace their equipment and take advantage of some of this. But I get really excited when a farmer is adopting these new technologies, because some of these can be business changes. And when you couple that with sort of this ongoing dialogue that is very exciting in our industry about a focus on the food chain, a focus on farmers being part of the environmental solutions, that's really exciting, because a lot of these new technologies also have a positive environmental benefit, have a positive story to say. And when you you know, a farmer adopts the technology because it makes economic sense for them, but the added benefit is it's got some environmental footprint benefit that that we can tell the regulators and legislators that we're doing our job, that's a really neat story. And that gives me a lot of optimism for where this industry is going to be going for the next few years.
Well, Kurt, I appreciate you giving us some of the insight on the March report. Any other final thoughts you have for us today?
No, I'll tell you what, I do have one, is that we are entering the planting season. And I just encourage all of your listeners, if they're driving tractors down the road, I got a lot of personal experience in this. Just be careful. Be careful of everyone else that's around you. Have a plan for driving those tractors and planters down the road. Make sure that you know, you're using your flashers and pay particularly close attention when you turn left. So we want you to be safe out there, because we want you to be around for years and years to come.
And I also will add to that, the folks that are driving their cars and trucks, don't be in a hurry. I think that's another good
thing. Don't be in a hurry. Farmers want to, they want you to get around them as much as you want to get around them, but just trust us. Be a little bit patient while driving down the road.
That's a good note to end on. Kurt Blades with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much.
That's Kurt Blades of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. And this has been another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great day.